Dr. Cabrera.
Where is he?
He's down in trauma. They said you'd know what's wrong with him.
Who transferred him from ICU?
I did. He was scheduled for therapeutic plasmapheresis. They are prepping him into shock.
What are his vitals?
Not good. Pulse is 40, blood pressure 80 over 50, his GCS is 6.
Okay, get on the phone to the FBI. There's an Agent Scully that should be notified.
The FBI?
This man is an FBI agent.
Well, what's wrong?
What's wrong with him is he's going to die. Can you hear me, Mr. Skinner? I'm not understanding. Can you speak up?
What do you say?
A name.
He's coding on us. Clear. Dr. Cabrera, clear. Dr. Cabrera.
Let him go.
Straddle the fence between what is and what should be. This was the course I chose. Trying to find the delicate balance of interests that can never exist. Choosing by not choosing. Defending a center which cannot hold. So death chose for me.
Easy on him, slugger. I need him to lock up for me tonight, okay? Don't telegraph that left, Dre. Stevie Wonder would see that one coming. Fight the FBI now, Dre. Fight smart. Go. Can you hear me? Talk to me. You all right?
Mr. Skinner. Hi. You gonna stick with us now? Do you remember what happened?
I was boxing. I must have gotten tagged.
Yes, you did. At least you didn't get your ear bit off. That's something, right? Dr. Plant, I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah, Skinner. Hello?
Walter Skinner.
Who is this?
Have you heard the news? It's in you.
What is this?
You have 24 hours to go.
What is this? What do you want?
You are already dead.
Mr. Skinner, didn't expect to see you up and around. You must be feeling better.
Can you take a seat on the table for me, please?
Plant. I was here with you before.
You probably don't remember.
No.
Well, good news is your dilation's back to normal. Plus, you still have both your ears.
I heard that one.
I'm gonna release you. But I suggest that you rethink the boxing. You're not 20 anymore.
There's nothing wrong with me?
Well, you got your bell rung. Other than that, I think you're fine. Might want to ice that bruise.
What bruise?
Right here.
So how the hell I get that?
Must have taken a hard one to the ribs. But there's nothing broken, no internal bleeding. Like I said, you'll live.
What is it, Agent Mulder?
I just, thought I'd poke my head in and say, hey.
Hey.
What are you sleeping one off?
No, I was just having trouble seeing. It's nothing. I just didn't think I should drive.
You gonna be all right, sir? He's gonna tell you he's all right.
That's because there's nothing wrong with me.
Not that I could tell if there was. Why are the lights out?
Well, he's having trouble with his eyes. He's also got a nasty bruise on his rib cage.
What'd you do?
It's nothing.
Says who?
Says the doctor who released me from the hospital.
That was the second opinion. The first was unsolicited. A phone call at the hospital, a scrambled voice telling me I had 24 hours to live.
That was somebody yanking my chain. Look, I got a clean bill of health.
Hey. You know, the last 48 hours, did you eat or drink anything that tasted metallic or otherwise odd?
How come? Do you think that I'm poisoned?
Did the doctor take your blood?
Yes, and I checked out.
Well, if you were poisoned, it could have been overlooked.
Well, if it did, why you call and tell me at the hospital?
To scare you. See what you'd do, who you'd turn to.
Oh. This is about you.
Or about the X-Files.
You are so paranoid, Mulder. You're not even on the X-Files anymore.
No, but you are. You still supervise them.
What happened? Anything out of the ordinary?
I'm not going to play this game.
Look, it could have been anything. It could have been the slightest touch or a handshake.
This morning, you woke up?
I woke up.
Alone?
Yes, alone.
And how'd you get to the office?
The same way that I always do. I drove.
And then what?
Then nothing. I had some meetings, then went to the gym, to the hospital, and now I'm here.
Just slow down. One step at a time. How'd you get from the parking garage to your office?
The elevator.
And then what?
I walked up the hallway. I passed the same dozen people that I pass every morning.
out to my office. I said good morning to my secretary. She said good morning to me. I returned some calls, I did some paperwork, then I was here for the rest of the day.
Now, think, there's got to be something.
In the hallway, there was a man. He stopped me, he wanted to know the time.
Did he touch you?
He grabbed me. On my right wrist.
Well, it wouldn't necessarily leave a mark. Some poisons are absorbed through the skin.
What time was it? There you are.
That's him. Right there.
Wait a second. Back up. It can't be. That's Kenneth Orgel, advisor to a Senate subcommittee on ethics and new technology.
He's a scientist?
A physicist. Very well known as far as physicists go.
He signed in here as a visitor to the office of Assistant Director Walter Skinner.
Why would he be coming to see you?
I'd like to ask him that myself.
Sir, if this man poisoned you, you should be off your feet and under doctor's care.
If this man poisoned me, I'm going to put a gun to his head, find out why, and ask him how he's going to make me well.
What hospital was he at?
St. Catherine's. Yes?
Dr. Orgel? Kenneth Orgel?
Yes.
Do you know who I am?
No.
My name's Walter Skinner. I'm assistant director at the FBI.
Dr. Orgel, you visited the FBI this morning. You came to see Mr. Skinner.
No. You must be mistaken. Sorry, you'll have to come back another time.
Go around back.
What?
Please, you're bothering me.
Federal agent!
Gun.
Drop it.
So's your mom.
Hey,
give it a rest, huh?
Let him go, Agent Mulder.
What?
He's got diplomatic papers. It's our mistake, you can go. Just let him go.
Thank you.
Get in the house. The police are going to be here any moment, and I'll have time to stand around and answer any questions. His name is Alexander Lazreg, L-A-Z-R-E-G. He's a cultural attaché with the Tunisian mission here in D.C. See what else you can find out about him.
You need to get to the hospital.
No, I'm trying to stay out of one.
The boxer, FBI.
Yes, you released him from your care earlier this evening.
Is he not all right?
Well, that's why I'm here. He may have been poisoned.
You're kidding. By whom?
I don't know. In fact, I'm not even sure what I'm looking for.
Well, you're lucky. He's on a government HMO. No one's even bothered to handle his samples yet.
Is this them in here?
I'm not supposed to let you have those, not without a written release from the patient.
You may not have time. He may not have time either.
He had absolutely no symptoms of poisoning.
Are you sure these haven't been processed?
I'm not sure, but I doubt they've even been touched.
Not so sure you should be doing that.
This is a crime scene. What would you rather I be doing?
It's just that I'm concerned for Dr. Argel's personal property and the preservation of evidence.
I'd be a lot more concerned with the preservation of Dr. Argel. Hello, Senator.
Bloodstream.
How is it working as a poison?
All rights shouldn't be.
I'm just rattling around the solution.
It's just bizarre. Did you see that?
Did you just touch something?
No, I didn't.
It just multiplied. Look, he just did it again.
Zooming in. What the hell are they?
I don't have to tell you how late it is, do I, Agent Mulder? But I suspect that wasn't even a consideration of yours.
Actually, time is my only consideration, Senator. This was taken only 3 days ago. It's of you and Dr. Kenneth Argel holding a Senate resolution, SR 819, I think it's called. What is that?
A funding bill. What is this all about?
A friend of mine is going to die because of SR 819. I don't know how. I don't even know why. But I'm betting you do.
What are you talking about?
I don't even really know yet. All I have are a few pieces. A Tunisian diplomat, this Dr. Kenneth Argel, this health bill, SR 819, all leading up to a plot to kill an assistant director of the FBI. Does that make sense?
The bill you refer to will provide money and supplies to the World Health Organization, medical technology to third world countries. I have aided you in the past with information, Fox, and advice, which right now is to leave here at once and never again suggest to anyone my involvement in any such dark intrigue. Am I understood?
This man may die. He may only have a few hours to live.
My intention is to save lives, Fox. But I can't save his. Good night, Fox. Drive safely.
Dr. Plant?
What? What is it?
I think I found it. I think I found what the carbon's doing. It's not just reproducing itself. It has behavior. It's creating something, a matrix stimulated by blood flow in response to movement. It's multiplying, then solidifying in an orderly fashion. It's building valves or dams in the vascular system.
It's building a heart attack.
Dr. Plant, you're doing blood work on a Walter Skinner?
Yes.
I just heard on the radio there's a Walter Skinner who's been picked up by paramedics at a parking garage downtown.
Where are they taking him?
DC General.
Did you see this? We've got some sort of extreme vascular event here. How is he even still alive?
We'll take the left arm first. Mark it just above the bicep. Let's get to it.
I get this side. Hey, you! Out!
I know this man.
I don't care. This is a sterile operating room.
Get these people out.
Look, I'm sorry. His name is Walter Skinner. We've been investigating his illness. What are you doing?
If he's gonna live, he's gonna have to lose his arms.
No, that's not gonna save him. It's his blood.
Who the hell is this woman?
She's a doctor.
You're not going to solve anything until you get a scope into him. Nothing else is going to work. Look, if you want to save this man, listen to what I'm saying. It's okay, sir. Lie back down. We're just moving you to another room.
Who did this to me?
That's what Mulder's trying to figure out right now. But we're gonna take good care of you. I promise. We're gonna do everything we can.
Skinner's in the hospital. Somebody poisoned him.
Poisoned him? Why?
For doing his job.
I don't understand.
I'm looking for anything that relates to a Senate resolution, SR-819. If you want to save his life, you'll help me open this drawer.
I don't have the key.
You have a letter opener in your desk? Something?
Is he going to be all right?
His condition?
He's stable, but it's not good, Mulder. He's got extreme vascular trauma and distension. His blood has become a weapon against his body.
Well, can you fight it?
We don't know what it is. I mean, the best that we can do is keep lasering his arteries open. But it's only going to be a matter of time before we lose. I mean, it's building walls in his vessels faster than we can tear them down. And we just don't have the technology to combat it.
We do.
What is this?
I found this in Skinner's morning mail. He was doing a security check on a Senate bill for violation of trade laws involving sensitive technology.
Yeah, but this is just a routine procedure, Mulder. The FBI does dozens of these a year.
No, this bill was going to vote in the Senate. All it was waiting on was Skinner's review and an analysis by Dr. Kenneth Orgel.
You're saying that Dr. Orgel poisoned Skinner in order to cover up his analysis?
No, Orgel didn't poison anybody. Orgel came to the FBI to tell Skinner what he knew, that there was a gross violation of export laws involving new technology.
New technology?
You know what that means?
Oh, I think that might.
That's not me.
You want to get this? It was in his pants pocket.
Thank you. Hello?
Might as well give up.
Who is it?
It's computer synth voice.
You can't stop it.
Somebody that must know he's
Mulder
here.
Skinner, your time.
by your hollow threats.
What Dr. O'Gell does, you can ask him.
What have you done with him?
I can tell you where to find him.
Kurt's leased. Part of a fleet service that services the Diplomatic Council Corps.
What other forensic evidence were you able to lift?
Not much on the outside. It's not surprising considering the condition of the vehicle. Inside, we found a couple hairs. Human. From an expensive wig.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. What else?
Oh, we scraped the tire treads. Found something odd. It's full of polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs. Over 500 parts per million. And that's the kind of levels they used to see in the 1970s. Before the EPA got fangs.
From where?
Well, the PCBs are saturated evenly in the clay. Demo site, maybe, or an old power plant.
Did this to you?
Larry, please, just tell me.
They believe you've exposed them to the FBI, to Walter Skinner.
No, I told the FBI nothing. I told them nothing. Please, I promise not to expose anyone. No!
Sir, there's something I'd like to try. It's a treatment called therapeutic plasmapheresis. It requires filtering all of the blood in your body. It's a radical procedure, and there is a danger that your body might go into shock.
I'm in your hands. I think I owe you an apology, Scully. I'm older.
Sure.
I've been lying here thinking. Your quest. It should have been mine.
What do you mean?
If I die now, I die in vain. I have nothing to show for myself. My life.
So you know that's not true.
It is. I can see now that I always played it safe. I wouldn't take sides. Wouldn't let you and Walter pull me in.
You've been our ally more times than I can say.
Not the kind of ally that I could have been.
Following you?
The tape. He sent a surveillance tape.
You must be surprised to see me here. I'm sure I'm not the man you're looking for.
Where is he? Where's Orgel?
Orgel is dead.
I don't believe you. You lied to me this morning, you're lying to me now.
Drop this, Fox.
Where is Orgel? I need to know what he knows. A friend of mine is dying.
I tell you, they killed him. What Orgel knows died with him.
Tell me what you know, Senator. This is about SR-819, isn't it? What the hell did they put in, Skinner?
I'm sure you already have some idea, Fox.
It's the same technology that SR-819 will export.
Technology that the world believes is purely theoretical.
Nanotechnology. Microscopic, atom-sized machines. Machines can be stopped.
Your friend is already dead.
I don't believe that.
If you pursue this, Fox, they will kill you.
Not before I expose you and your role in this.
My role? I am a victim here. Don't you understand that? I'm fighting for my life.
I will stop this.
It's too late, Fox. It's too late!
All right, he's coding on us. Clear. Dr. Cabrera, clear. Dr. Cabrera.
Let him go.
Call time of death, 9:33.
Got it.
sir, I've spoken with your doctors and your prognosis is excellent. Whatever you are infected with appears to be dormant, and your recovery is being hailed as a miracle.
The man who poisoned you was at the FBI that day. Scully was able to pull these off the security videotapes. Hoping it might jog your memory, maybe you can identify this man.
No, I'm sorry.
SR-819 was withdrawn by committee late last night, without explanation.
Good. So this man failed then?
If that was his true motive. I mean, if he wanted to poison you to prevent you from investigating SR-819, why call you to tell you that? This man worked for the government that was to receive this technology. He drove one of their cars, and he killed one of his own to save you.
So you still think this was about you? About the X-Files?
Yes. Yes, I do, and I have an idea who may be behind all this, but I'd need your authority to continue the investigation.
I have neither the authority nor the will to allow your continued inquiry into this matter. You'll perform your duties as directed by A.D. Kirsch and only A.D. Kirsch.
Sir?
This matter is closed, agents. Am I clear? Expecting you to show up.
You know I can push the button anytime.
What do you want from me? What's this about, Krajicek?
One good time.
This.